You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Shout out to the illustrious Hammerhand, the MGTOW monk, for dropping this one in his community tab. Now, this article was published on the 5th of February. Now, before I go into it, let us go ahead and refer back to a quote from one John F. Kennedy. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I want you to keep that in mind as I read a little bit from this article. Now, I recently did a video called "The Family Courts Are Weaponizing the Jab." And this particular case is just another case of the family court doing just that. Because it's not about, quote unquote, the best interest of the children or protecting anyone. It's you refuse to comply. Therefore, we're going to weaponize your children to punish you. Nothing more, nothing less. Anyway, a Canadian judge ruled that an unvaccinated father could not see his three children because he refused to get vaccinated against Charlie 19. Whatever happened to, oh, my body, my choice? Justice Natalie Godbout of the Court of Queen's Bench ruled on Monday that the father from New Brunswick would lose custody of his children. Once again, I have no problem with a man in this situation saying, you know what? I'm going to wash my hands completely and walk the hell away, because I'm not going to be forced by the hands of the government to take something that I don't believe in. Once again, it has never been about, quote unquote, protecting people. It's all about compliance. In her decision, Godbout wrote that she was ruling with, quote unquote, a heavy heart, but the unvaccinated posed a serious risk to the children, especially the middle child who needs specialized care for a non-cancerous tumor in her blood vessel. Wow. What the hell does Charlie 19 have to do with blood tumors? I thought Charlie 19 was a respiratory issue. Ah, yeah. Once again, some person with power is abusing their authority. As the parents who are caring for the child 50% of the time in close quarters, unmasked and unvaccinated, they are well positioned to transmit the virus to the child should they contract it. This despite their best efforts, the ruling says. Wait a minute. Whoa. Here's a question that I have. How can he know that he transmitted the virus if he doesn't get tested for said virus? That's always been one lingering question that I had. A virus so deadly that you don't know that you have it unless you get tested for it. Interesting. The father, alleged to have done quote unquote research on the Charlie 19 vaccine. Here's where we get to the nitty gritty of it. You dare question what your overlords say, so therefore you need to be punished. The dad had a hesitancy about the Pfizer vaccine because of his questions about safety and efficacy. The father's argument was dismissed by the judge. At that point, the father should have just said, you know what? I wash my hands of my family. Judge, you can take care of them. Well, sir, that would mean you'd be a deadbeat dad. No. You forced my hand in this. Now, of course, it talks about how the, you know, woman, the kid's mother, was quote unquote ecstatic in some regards. But she loves to try to clean it up and say, well, this isn't a case where she wants to take the children away from their father. Bullshit. The children have already been weaponized. Period. Point blank. Anytime the term best regards for the children, that means the children have already been weaponized. But I'm going to go ahead and not read the rest of the article. I want you guys to do that. However, let's take a look back in time, shall we? Politicians, people like that, they feared the public. Why? Because they knew at any point in time, the public would become the angry mob, and there was a chance that they would get their heads lopped off. However, in my humble opinion, I think that's something that society kind of wanted men to do. Now, before I proceed any further, people who love to say, well, violence is never the answer. Here's a question that I have for people like that. If violence is never the answer, then why do we have a standing military and a standing police force? Which, ironically, a lot of police forces were exempt, especially in Canada, were exempt from the mandates. But once again, I reiterate, if violence is never the answer, then why do we maintain a standing military and a standing police force who, if ordered, have zero problems enacting violence on the public? So there's always been some men who wanted to go ahead and become the barbarian and storm the gates. I think society has tried to push men in that direction. However, I think there's one thing that society did not count on. What was that one thing? I will tell you, the red pill. Oh, yeah. I think society wanted to push men into some sort of violent uprising. But, see, the red pill was, it was the monkey wrench that got thrown into the machine. Especially once men started waking up and realizing what was going on, men decided, you know what? I'm not going to play this game anymore. I'm not going to be a part of a violent uprising because, once again, the state, Big Daddy government, they have a monopoly on violence. So, what's the best type of revolution? A passive revolution. You can't fight a war if you don't show up to the battlefield. Yeah. See, men were never supposed to wake up. We were supposed to go along with the machine. Go along to get along. Do what we were, quote unquote, socialized to do. But But MGTOW is the biggest threat to the system. Why? Because men who've gone their own way have said, you know what? Cool. All the traps that you have in regards to family, marriage, we're going to outright avoid that. We're going to go over here and do our own thing. That was never supposed to be part of the equation. That was the wild card. That was the unforeseen variable that the system did not know how to counter. So, of course, you know, all the shaming, insults, you know, trying to guilt trip, you know, all the sign language was thrown into overdrive. However, one thing that us red pillars know, us true red pillars, we know every man can't be saved. So, okay, acceptable losses. We put the information out there. The men who will use it, they will use it. But unfortunately, most men are still completely and totally blue-pilled to the point that they will outright say, as long as it doesn't happen to me, as long as I'm not affected, then I don't care. However, guess what? One day, it will happen to you. And what are you going to do about it? A lot of the old boomers, and unfortunately, a lot of us Gen Xers, we still try to beat our heads trying to figure out a way to get back into the machine. However, a lot of the younger generation of guys, they're saying, you know what? Screw this. We're leaving the plantation, period, point blank. And I'm going to reiterate, that was the unforeseen variable that the system did not know what to do about. And as a result of more men waking up, there was no need for a violent uprising from the everyday man. Nope. Just no longer going to play this game. I'm going to walk away from this. And there you go. Marital rates, birth rates, the lowest in recorded history. See, gentlemen, the passive revolution did way more damage to the system than a violent revolution ever could have. And guess what? Society is still shitting bricks because they don't know what to do about it. Anyway, I've rambled on long enough. This case right here is going to red pill even more men to say, you know what? I'm glad I didn't have kids. And if my kids were ever weaponized against me, I know if I step into that courtroom, it's not about the kids. It's about how much money can be extracted. Period. Point blank. So yeah, if you, as a father, find yourself in this position, be prepared to cut ties. Get all your digital diaries and documents ready. And when the children turn of age, you can say, I tried to fight. Here's all the evidence. Make your own decision. If you want to be, you know, cool with me afterwards, I understand. If you want to walk away completely, guess what? I also understand that too. However, gentlemen, if you're going to do this, do so with a clear mind and have a pair of scissors ready to cut those ties. It is what it is. Anyway, read the rest of the article. Let me know what you guys think. And you ladies out there, particularly you mothers who's going to use this as a means to keep the father away, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and using the court system as a sword and a shield against your child's father will one day go out right along with it. Because as true red pillars and MGTOWs have shown, there is no need for a violent revolution. Nope. As long as men have the information and decide to walk away from the plantation will eventually collapse because there's no one left to work it. And I'm so glad to be able to do my part to help the plantation burn to the ground. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.